Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
The Oklahoma Agriculture Mediation Program knows this is a hard time for farmers and ranchers, and we want you to know we're still open and we're still here for you. The Ag Mediation Program is a free service that provides mediation to agricultural producers who may need help with ag-related disputes. We know firsthand about working together to resolve conflicts so you don't have to go through the court systems. The service is available at no cost for Oklahoma farmers and ranchers in all 77 counties. For more information, you can go to ok.gov/mediation or just give us a call at 800-248-5465.
Well, light to moderate cash cattle trade did develop yesterday with some additional trade in our part of the country at about $105. Most trade again $5, about a dollar lower than last week. Northern trade was generally quiet up until midday and then started to develop at $166 to $167. Most trade developed near $160, but still $2 below last week's level. The underlying pressure in cash cattle trade, combined with active triple-digit losses in futures yesterday, is likely to limit additional packer interest at these prices and lower bids expected this morning, unless there's a major shift in direction of the futures market. Despite the ability to sustain additional cash market support midweek and break away from the bearish trend in cattle futures, hog futures are expected to see additional market pressure this morning, especially in nearby contracts. Sharp triple-digit losses in pork cutout values is likely to be the spark that will lead to additional selling in nearby contracts. Well, after a mixed overnight open, wheat contracts are higher at all three exchanges this morning, with strength led by Minneapolis spring wheat. Wheat contracts generally remain in solid uptrends as spot contracts work to the highest levels in a month. It looks increasingly likely seasonal lows were set in early August, fitting with the traditional seasonality seen in wheat prices the last 30 years. Traditionally, September is the strongest month of the calendar year for Chicago wheat, averaging an annualized 4.05% gain over the last three decades. Firm corn prices overnight, with December contract making new highs for the move and trading to the highest level since July 10th. The mild consolidation effort yesterday looks to have been a buying opportunity, with futures setting their sights on the July highs near 363. That level should offer plenty of resistance, considering the fund short could be covered by the end of the weekend. Producers should be more engaged with marketing close to $3.60. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
Well, in the livestock futures, October live cattle down 177, 107. December down 117, 110, 52. September feeder cattle down 130, 141, 77. October down 115, 141, 92. October hogs down 40 cents at 55, 55. Kansas City wheat, September up 6 cents, 450 and a quarter. And December was up 5 3/4 at 461 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September up 4 3/4, 532. December up 4 1/4, 539. 9 3/4. September corn down a quarter penny, 340 and a half. December down a quarter penny of 354 and a quarter. September soybeans up 5 3/4, 919 and a half. November's up 4 cents, 924 and a quarter. December cotton unchanged, 65.58.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.